name Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. Now, if you have a Darby Bible with notes, and I suggest you buy one from the bookshelf if you don't, they're very helpful. It's very helpful to study the scriptures. I don't understand all the notes, but some I do. But Darby has an interesting comment on verse 9. The word about sleeping, being fallen into a deep sleep. It says, and a certain youth named Eutychus, sitting at the window opening, overpowered by a deep sleep. His footnote says the following. In the act of being so. And that's very searching, because it happens a little at a time. In the act of being so. It's not like all of a sudden he's dead on the ground. No. It's not like all of a sudden he's fallen asleep. It's in the act of being so. Something began to work on him, which he probably wasn't even sure he was in a place of danger. He thought he was okay. And his brethren didn't even recognize it. You know, your brethren, especially the older brethren, they can really tell where you're at. You can't really hide things. But sometimes stuff slips by that only God knows about. And I'm sure if the brethren realized it, they would have pulled him out of the window. This is very searching, because we have to do with God. And if we allow things in our lives, it will put us to sleep. It will put us to sleep, and God's hand will have to be upon us. And actually, as I think the comment was made before, Satan can't take our salvation, but he can ruin our testimony. So something was working in his life that was unseen and undetected. It's like leaven. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Like a big bag of leaven leavens the whole lump. It's a little leaven leavens the whole lump. I don't need to be involved in a huge sin for me to make a mess. The little foxes spoil the vines. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. It's repeated again and again over scripture. It's just the touch that will defile. And as our brother has corrected me when I was talking to him, it's not even a touch. It's just to be in the presence of sin. It defiles. It's not a big thing. Always. Just a little thing. Something that we leave unjudged in our lives. And it will work upon us. And it will bring us down. You know, we don't like to self-judge. Why don't we like to go to Gilgal? Why don't we like the flesh to be cut off? Why don't we like to go to the place of circumcision? Why? Because it puts the knife to the place where I least want it to be put. And it cuts deeply to the heart. But yet it's necessary in our Christian life to realize, and I must ask myself, and the point I'm bringing forth is this, am I like Eutychus? Have I sat under the ministry, as it were, of older brethren? Have I sat under much light? Have I been exposed to much light? And has it not had its proper effect? I have to say, I'm verily guilty. I've been exposed to much light. Think about all the light we've been exposed to. Grove City. We have Winter Youth Conference. We have other conferences throughout the year. We have writings by different brethren. I'm sure we have Sunday school teachers that taught us. We have youth groups. We have ministry meeting. We've been exposed to much light. Just one example to make us realize what we have. This is no way boasting. This is reality. A girl came to our youth group, went to a church, and she said she was about, probably in 10th grade, and we had her Bible study. And she was so refreshed. And she said this, we've been having the same papers in youth group since I was in 7th grade. A little lamb, starving. Is that not reality? Is that not reality? She's not being fed. And you think it's different anywhere else? It's not different anywhere else. There's a famine in the land. And the only one that can supply the need for the famine is the true Joseph. And when God's ways aren't followed, the people of God suffer. And may we know that we've been exposed to much. I don't think the same things that we had at Winter Youth Conference last year was the same thing we had this year, is the same thing we'll have next year, is the same thing we'll have the year after. But you know, I love my brethren in the dear churches. We're all one in Christ. But they're not fed. And they don't have as much light. We've been brought into a position of responsibility far greater than our brethren in the churches. We've been brought into a position of much light. May we see that we walk according to it. But sadly, I must judge in myself. In the presence of it all, I've gone to sleep. In the presence of it all, I've gone to sleep. You know, Paul, he's going to address the elders later on in the chapter. But in the beginning of the chapter, it's not the elders. It's not the older generation. It's the younger generation. It's us. Because as we see a pattern in Scripture, things break down, and they'll break down with us. Is the collective testimony important to us? Is that what concerns the name of Christ, the name of our Lord, important to us? It's important to God. It's chief in his thoughts. But he sat in a window, being fallen into a deep sleep. You know, Eutychus, his name means well off. His name means fortunate. Have you ever heard, you know, you're very well off to be brought up in the assembly? You're very fortunate to be brought up in the meetings. I've heard that many times. But the problem is this. It's not the meetings that can keep us. It's Christ that can keep us. And it's not a Sunday school teacher or Chuck and Emil and any Bible teachers. It's Christ and Christ alone. So if we become occupied with what we've been brought into, or merely trying to learn doctrine, listening to the Apostle Paul, or caught up with a position, you know, we're the brethren, it will not do. That's Laodicea. And I must judge it in my own self. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. And what is pure religion? What does James tell us pure religion is? That we might be undefiled. That one might keep himself. Not someone else. I need to judge myself. Keep himself unspotted. A spot is a small thing. You splash a spot of spaghetti sauce on your shirt. It's a small thing. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. We can't have both Christ and the world. He's died on the cross so that it may not be so. But he was fallen into a deep sleep, and as Paul was long preaching, you know, he's been long preaching, the word has gone forth for 2,000 years, he sunk down with sleep. Now, Darby has another footnote here about sleep. It says, overpowered with sleep, or having been already overpowered. It reminds us of Samson again, who was made to sleep upon Delilah's knees. And then what does it tell us that Delilah did? It says in the King James, she began to afflict him. But in the Darby, it says, she began to overpower him. The strongest man, overpowered by a woman, the weaker vessel. And this is what will happen if we get our eyes off Christ, and Christ is not the object. He was overpowered, and it was too late. God will reveal things to us so that we judge ourselves, but if we persist in our own ways, like Samson, he'll give us what we want in his governmental ways, and it will hurt. But that's the way of God. Samson lost his eyesight. He never could regain that. It's a serious thing to trifle with sin. We hear it so many times. Sin will take you deeper than you want to go. It's true. He lost his eyesight. He could never regain it. But you know, Samson, he had a problem with his eyes before he got poked out with the Philistines. Could he not realize that the path he was persisting in, the Philistine woman, would have ended in this way? It's the same way with us. If we, like Eutychus, how could he not know? It's subtle, and Satan is subtle, and he's out to destroy us. He sunk down with a deep sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead.